The Football Association of Ireland is appearing before the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Arts, Media, Communications, Culture and Sport this afternoon. The head of the committee, Alan Kelly, criticised FAI executives for the delay in coming before politicians, having been invited last July. Let's speak to our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue. Tony, you've been following this, but first of all, can we go back a little bit? Why was the committee so keen to hear from the FAI?
This follows the investigation by RTE and the Sunday Independent, a documentary entitled The Girls in Green, which looked at the allegations of abuse of female footballers by male coaches in the 1990s. And subsequent to that transmission, the FAI started a process called Raise a Concern, and they were asked about safeguarding issues in football, particularly in women's football. Now, as you mentioned there, Alan Kelly, the chairman of the committee, he outlined his deep concern of the fact that the FAI were asked to come in before the committee last July, and they deferred their appearance at that stage, claiming that a Garda investigation precluded them from speaking. They were then asked to come in today, and we've seen over the last number of days how they again said they were unable to come in. And Alan Kelly said that that was astounding and unprecedented, that the committee were being questioned as to how they convened their meeting. So they're claiming, the FAI, that it was on Garda advice. And Alan Kelly has said that it was an assistant principal of the Garda, Sí Cónaithe, who had said that it would be preferable if the investigation was concluded before any committee hearing. Mr. Kelly said that he was going to write to the Gardaí to explain this intervention.
Now that the FAI are there, what have they been saying?
Well, it's going on for just a little over an hour so far. And after opening statements, Mr. Carell, the chief executive of the FAI, he apologised for the uncertainty surrounding their appearance. And he's saying it was on foot of Garda advice. He said that the FAI want to make football a safe, inclusive and enjoyable environment for all. But he said that nobody would want to undermine any investigation. But that, mentioning the courage of the individual women who came forward in that documentary, he said that nobody should feel unsafe. But he was questioned, and the FAI questioned by Senator Evanni Quillen first. She mentioned that she had been contacted by Eileen Gleeson, a former head of women's and girls football, who was invited to attend this committee hearing. But it seems now that on advice of the FAI, she was precluded from coming here. But Evanni Quillen did ask the safeguarding officer of the FAI, Kirsten Pakes, did she know about the allegations before the documentary was aired? And Ms. Paik said that she was here to highlight the positive work of the association. And she said also that it was integral that confidentiality should be maintained. And that's when Alan Kelly stepped in and asked her to answer the question. So she was asked once again, did she know about the allegations? And she said no. So Ms. Nicola went on to then question the People and Culture Director of the FAI, Aoife Rafferty, and she said that she was unable to comment. Dr. Una May from Sport Ireland was asked if she trusts the FAI, and she said she has a close working relationship with them and a network of safety officers, and they have confidence in their process to safeguard children, etc. So Aoife Rafferty said she does believe that she created within the FAI an environment for people to come forward, but the FAI are continuing to be questioned at the moment.
Tony, thanks indeed. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue will be hearing from that aid flotilla heading towards Gaza after this break.